This goes to Angie, A-N-G-I-E, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N-P-A-C, fax 989-463-2824, regarding Jane Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S, date of birth 9/14/1950. Dear Ms. Jensen, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Matthews with stage 2 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and chronic anemia. Her last visit was September 27th of 2021. Her weight is down 2 pounds since that visit, and she reports that she did have frank blood in her when she vomited since her last visit because she stopped her protonics. Once that was resumed, the nausea and vomiting have stopped. She knows that she should not do that again, that she needs to stay on the protonics. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She has some dyspnea on exertion, no cough or wheezing. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has no edema or claudication symptoms and no chest pain or palpitations. Medications, medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, weight is 124 pounds and blood pressure 128 over 74. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 7th of 2022. Creatinine is at 0.8, which is stable. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Albumin is 3.9, calcium 9.4, sodium 135, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 4.9, hemoglobin slightly lower, and previously it had been in the range of 10, a little higher than 10. Now it's 9.4, most likely secondary to the bloody emesis. 4 is white count, and platelets are normal. Assessment and plan, stage 2, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. Chronic anemia worsens by the recent episode of bloody emesis, and hypertension is well controlled. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.